The mostly Republican majority in the Washington State Senate has unveiled its budget proposal. It would put $1 billion more into basic education without raising taxes. The spending blueprint released Wednesday contrasts sharply with what Governor Jay Inslee proposed last week. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins makes the comparison.
Like Governor Inslee, the Senate proposes to make a significant down payment on the Washington Supreme Court's finding that the state isn't adequately funding K-12 education. Some of the money would go to high-poverty schools and to fund an expansion of all-day kindergarten. The budget also proposes to give colleges and universities a $300 million boost in exchange for a 3% tuition break. Unlike Governor Inslee, the Senate budget does not propose to extend expiring tax hikes or close tax exemptions. Here's Senate Majority Leader Rodney Tom.
We need to get off this storyline that we need more money for education. We have funded education in this budget. We have reprioritized education in this budget and no new revenue.
The Senate budget would make a controversial cut to a program for the aged, blind, and disabled. Some minority Democrats have signed on to the spending plan, but insist in the end, the final go-home budget deal will have to include some new revenue. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.